Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I was talking earlier, Dean, about how there were still some fireworks shows that went on last night. And, you know, you heard the fireworks, and that was not a sound anybody wanted to hear last night, was it?
No, it certainly was not. Between, in my neighborhood, the fireworks display, fireworks explosions were rampant. And, you know, I'm watching the news and the coverage of the Highland Park shooting. And it was more than just a little eerie to be watching the news about this coverage and hearing nonstop explosions outside at the same time. And then the thunderstorms came through.
Exactly.
It was a whole other natural the sound. So
yeah.
I think a lot of people are going to be walking around a little sleepy today.
Terrible night.
Yeah, it was a tough day yesterday. And a couple of celebrities who are from Highland Park went on social media yesterday to vent a little bit and to talk about how they felt. One of them is Richard Marx, the singer who grew up in Highland Park. He tweeted out, "I am actively reaching out to check on the welfare of people I still know there. My heart is always broken by these constant mass shootings, no matter where they occur. But today I'm extra heartbroken and extra angry at the senselessness." Also, Rachel Brosnahan, who stars in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, grew up in Highland Park. And she said, "I grew up in Highland Park. This parade is a highlight of the year for so many families." She said, "I spent nearly every day after school and every weekend being stupid with friends directly across from where today's shooting took place. I never once considered that I would be unsafe there." And then later on in the day, she posted the website of a anti-gun group, people who want to get more information, along with the words, "Enough is enough is enough is enough is enough."
In about 5 minutes, we'll check in with WGN's Eric Rung, who's at the Highland Park Police Station, and we'll find out if there's anything new to pass along to you. Meantime, in the entertainment headlines today, Ricky Martin, what's going on with him now?
Yeah, he, his manager last week, former manager, filed a lawsuit against him claiming that he owes her $3 million in unpaid commissions. Now a restraining order has been put on Ricky Martin because of a relationship that he was in which there are allegations of domestic violence. Ricky Martin tweeted out that the protection order entered against me is completely false. I will respond through the judicial process. I will not make any statements right now because this is a legal matter. So we'll see how that's going to shake out.
And what is going on now with Amber Heard? Are they appealing? What are they doing?
They are going to do an official appeal, but over the weekend, she put out a plea asking the judge in the case, in which she lost the defamation of character case, asked a judge to toss the verdict out, arguing that the judgment, the $10 million judgment in favor of Johnny Depp, was not supported by evidence presented during this sensational trial. It was a 43-page motion in which Heard's lawyers argued that the judge should throw out the judgment, dismiss the complaint. They say the verdict is excessive as a matter of law in light of the evidence and law that they set aside during the case. So I don't know if this is the official appeal or just, you know, something that they're doing right now, but this is not over yet, unfortunately, for all of us who are observing it.
Yeah, no kidding. WGN. Talking entertainment with Dean Richards. What's going on with Spotify and Crosby, Stills, and Nash?
Well, remember last February when the whole Joe Rogan situation blew up? people making allegations that on Joe Rogan's podcast, which is a very popular podcast, was giving misinformation about COVID-19, about vaccinations, and other people who were on Spotify objected to it, like Crosby, Stills, and Nash, like Neil Young, like Joni Mitchell, and many other performers. They protested by taking their music off of Spotify. Well, apparently all is forgiven because Crosby, Stills, and Nash have returned their music to the music platform. You can now listen to your Crosby, Stills, and Nash music on Spotify again. Graham Nash saying in a statement that Spotify has taken positive steps by adding a COVID content advisory to their podcast so people can get accurate information about the virus and vaccinations and so forth. And they also announced, the group announced that they will be donating revenue from their first month back on Spotify to different charities. So no word yet on if Neil Young is going to do the same, or Joni Mitchell, or some of the others who pulled their music, if they will also be returning. But Sweet Judy Blue Eyes is back, that's for sure.
Now let's get to the movie news. And you had a conversation with the stars of Thor.
Yeah, I saw the new Thor movie the other day. I'll give you my review on it toward the end of the week when it opens. But it is star-studded. You know, Chris Hemsworth is back as the God of Thunder. And Christian Bale is back in the Marvel Universe as the bad guy in this movie. Natalie Portman, Tessa Thompson. We started off with Christian Bale just talking about taking on a really, really intense bad guy role in this movie.
He's Gore, the God Butcher. So it kind of tells you what he's up to. And he's not a very nice fella. It's easy playing a villain because everyone's fascinated with the villain. Playing the hero, that's the toughest job.
Man, he was impressive. The first time he walked on set, I was blown away. I was intimidated. But what was most impressive is underneath the villainous nature of what he portrayed on screen, there was a vulnerability too. You don't agree with what he's doing, but you kind of understand his anger and frustration and his motivation.
I think Thor resonates because Chris Hemsworth is just someone that you're interested in watching and seeing grow over the years. I mean, he's just so charismatic and such a good actor and such a good sense of humor too. Like, you're just completely entertained all the time.
I think he connects with audiences because he's the kind of guy you want to be, but he's also a kind of guy that feels relatable in some weird way. I mean, when we first met him early on, he was sort of this fish out of water, which I think we all can feel as humans. And then he's just kind of like a goofy, lovable guy.
He has evolved over the years, much like all of us. You know, there's a growth within each film and a new experience. And he has learnt things about himself and changed and matured. And that's the journey we're all on, isn't it? It's a journey of self-discovery.
Yeah, so there you go with that one. Every time I see Christian Bale, and he is a standout in this movie as the bad guy, I just always think of him standing right on the edge of the top of then Sears Tower.
Right.
In the Dark Knight. He was all wired up and everything. But, you know, he said, hey mate, how can you not stand up? It's like, it's easy. I can stand right by the door where I'm nowhere near the edge.
Wires or no wires, no way.
It's terrifying. We went up there to do some shooting, some of the locations that where they had filmed the Dark Knight, like Lower Wacker, where they shot, the Heath Ledger shot some of the Joker scenes. But we also went up on Sears Tower, the very top of Sears Tower, to show where Christian Bale had shot that scene and what it was like up there. And, I still have nightmares from going up there.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I'm not good on the third floor porch of someone's house, much less top of that building.
Well, I have to tell you, Dean, I saw the Elvis movie.
Oh, good. What's the Bob's List review?
Let me tell you something. If they don't give him an Oscar, the Academy ought to just close up shop for good, because I don't think anybody, from what you told us, ever worked harder to prepare for a role. Nope. And no one ever did a better job of portraying a well-known figure. Yeah. Like this kid. I mean, I'm going to go see it again. Yeah. It's terrific.
I've seen it twice, and I enjoyed it just as much, if not more, the second time. I felt like I caught a lot of things that I didn't catch the first time, but
yeah, it's fast.
That's the style of the director, Baz Luhrmann. I mean, he throws a ton of stuff at you at one time, but I just felt like, in addition to him, and some people have said, oh, he doesn't look anything like Elvis. Well, no, he doesn't look exactly like Elvis, but he looked enough like Elvis. And after 5 minutes. I didn't find it distracting at all.
Yeah, it's not an impersonation. I mean, no. he becomes the inner soul of Elvis.
That's the thing to me, that yeah. he captured the inner soul, especially of the young Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
And this young actor, Austin Butler, is his name. He did all of the singing of all of the early Elvis songs. Up until about the early 70s, mm-hmm. when Kentucky Rain came out and Suspicious Minds and, you know, the later songs, Austin Butler sang all of the early songs himself, and I think sounded amazing. What was your take on Tom Hanks?
You know what? I saw some of those reviews that you and I talked about. He was getting criticized for kind of an over-the-top look and that they gave him and the dialect. But you know what? I think somebody did some really good research, and I think it was a great way of bringing out Tom Parker's role, how good he was in the beginning for Elvis and how bad he was at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I cannot recommend it enough. I'm glad that you enjoyed it as much as I did. It's still in theaters, and mm-hmm. Heaven knows we need a little distraction in our lives.
Boy, do we ever. On this date, this very date in 1954, Elvis Presley's first commercial recording session took place.
Wow.
Sun Records in Memphis. That's All Right, Mama.
That's All Right, Mama, his first big hit song.
Has it put him on TV, hot man?
Yeah. Talk to you tomorrow, Dean. Thank you.
That was Waist Up Only, by the way.
Of course. Of course it was. Yeah.